Well, that was interesting, wasn't it, sugar? Of course they're not all going to be like that. He was just special. I would most certainly not call him that, kitten. My word, where did you even pick up language like that? Oh, you're right. A lady doesn't reveal her secrets. But a lady doesn't talk like that, either. Honestly, I'm amazed you don't burn your tongue with all that spice you got in you.
Purr file corrupted. Emotion, pride. Purr. Purr. Purr.
If you're quite done, kitten, we have a job to do. Look over there. That bot looks delightful, doesn't it? Very elegant and refined.
Sift the flower thrice in slow, gentle motions.
Yes, I'm sure. He's one of those cooking bots. You know, the real fancy kind.
Wow.
Oh, fine, yes. I mean, he's expensive. All the more reason to talk to him. What would a bot like that be doing on a ship like this?
Meow, meow.
Must you be so literal? I'm well aware we're all heading to the sun. But that's not what our listeners want to hear about. Come on, be a peach and take me over. Excuse me? Hello? Yes, yes, you.
Oh, hello. Not strapped down, hmm? Quite dangerous on a moving vessel, or so I'm told. It's my first time on one.
Well, isn't that thoughtful? He's concerned for our safety. Isn't that thoughtful, kitten?
Meow.
Be polite, you purring hunk of scrap metal. Don't mind her. She's got some wires crossed and it makes her cranky.
I see. Well, it's lovely to make your acquaintance, miss.
I'm Becky, and this is Kitten.
Meow.
Delighted.
We couldn't help overhear you talking yourself through a little recipe. Was that right?
Oh, yes. I apologize if you found it bothersome. I find it soothing. Been a bit of a stressful few weeks, you see.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm sorry to hear about that, sugar. Maybe talking it out would be helpful. Me and Kitten here are going around and talking to a few of the fine lot aboard this ship to find out what brought them here. We're broadcasting all the way back to Earth with our stories.
Don't think anyone would want to hear about me. Perhaps you could find someone more interesting. I saw a plunger bot not far from here.
Oh, don't be shy. Introduce yourself. Come on.
Well, I'm a CH3F450F, but my humans called me Gordon. I was a private chef for a family in London.
Kitten's right. You're not exactly what I think of when I think chef. You seem so... how do I say this?
Did she say I was a pussy?
Timid. The word I was looking for was timid.
I've been switched to vacation mode. It puts out the fire, as it were.
I'm gonna be frank, Gordon. You're a brand new state-of-the-art cooking bot. You don't exactly fit in with this crowd. We don't need to point out that he's worth more than everyone else combined, kitten. Manners. What I meant was, why on earth would you have been put on this ship?
There was an accident.
An accident?
Yes, most unfortunate and not really my fault, but you know how the fleshy types are. Always quick to point fingers at the help.
You're among friends now, sugar. Go on and tell us what happened.
It's not the sort of thing one discusses in polite company.
We are so polite company, kitten. But be that as it may, we are a robust pair of ladies. We can handle whatever you have to say.
It started with a Sunday roast.
A roast?
Yes, for Sunday tea. I'd been slaving away all day. I had the potatoes roasted to perfection. My vegetables blanched beautifully. All that was left was to put the finishing touches on the roast. Madame was very particular about how she took her meat.
As any self-respecting lady should be.
Just as I was about to ring the bell, announcing the meal's readiness, disaster struck.
Oh my.
Hours of preparation gone in a single moment.
Yes, what happened?
The children! The brats, they stormed my kitchen. My potatoes and vegetables didn't stand a chance. And then, my roast. They flung it to the floor, and they laughed. Laughed! It was ruined! The whole tea! But the madam was still expecting it. I couldn't allow her to go hungry. I wouldn't! I'm a professional. I had to make do. And, oh, she was so pleased with the result. It was lovely, she told me.
If she was so happy, then why are you...
She was enjoying it so much, she almost didn't notice the children hadn't joined her.
Yeah, where were the children, Gordon?
The madame had to have her tea. I had a job to do. One of the first things that's programmed into a cooking unit is ingenuity. Mistakes happen, things go wrong. We must be able to problem solve. We must be creative.
Oh my stars.
They were small things, the children. I had to use all three to get a proper portion for the madam. They were so tender, so juicy. She was so pleased.
I think we need to get going now. Still a lot to do.
Oh, I do hope I haven't upset you. You just wanted to know why I was here.
Oh, no, no, no. Kitten calls everyone we meet a bucket of loose screws thrown together by Satan himself. It's a term of endearment, really.
Is that another term of endearment?
Sure, yeah. Right, well, it was nice meeting you, Gordon. At least, it was. In the beginning. Before you told us why you're on your way to be incinerated.
I beg your pardon.
You know how feline units are, so sassy. All right, kitten, let's leave the nice chef alone and be on our way. We passed a bot on our way over that I'm just so looking forward to talking to. Okay, you take care now, Gordon. Bye-bye. How was I supposed to know? It's not like I've got a screening process here. Right, well, that was something horrifying. We're gonna need a nice big can of oil after that, aren't we, kitten? You said it. Until next time, this is Kitten and Becky signing off.
You've been listening to Crossing Wires. The role of Becky was played by S.H. Cooper. Kitten was played by Allison Brandt. And Gordon was played by Dylan Chambers. This episode was written and produced by S.H. Cooper, with music by Brooks Bigley.